Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Not holding the elevator door, saying God bless you after only the first sneeze, leaving just a mouthful of juice in the container. Our world is overflowing with savages. Steam PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
If you have an idea for Savage or Sensible, ever want to have us talk about it on the show, can always reach out on social at 98PXY Rochester on Twitter and Instagram, and then just search 98PXY on Facebook. That's where Rachel sent us a message over the weekend. Just let me read it.
What'd Rachie have to say?
Well, hold on. I need to properly introduce what Rachel said, because she started it off, as of course she should. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
That joke will never end.
Hey, guys.
Says, I have a situation that my boyfriend and I think is savage, but we want to know if it's just us or not. We were at a graduation party where the food was kept inside, and as we were inside grabbing our food, someone was changing their baby girl's diaper right on the floor in front of everyone. The baby was legit butt naked, and there were a bunch of people in the room, and there were at least three other rooms she could have used. Is this savage or sensible? Gonna break this one down into changing your baby in front of other people when you could go to another room and do it privately. Now, before Breezy starts gagging immediately, I think a big factor in play here is going to be if you're a parent or not. Because Breezy, before, you know, having my son Mason, I would have been jumping up and down on a table screaming about how savage this is. But as we know, becoming a parent changes you. And I can say that there are instances where this could be savage. Like, if it's a real gross blowout situation. Breezy starts gagging. Yeah, you probably should do that. Like, if the smell is going to be offensive, and you can take a
especially
little...
Especially if there's, like, food around.
And you can take a quick peek in the diaper. But I don't know if that was a situation.
Graduation party, full-blown buffet.
But I don't know. We don't know.
Little side of turds on the side of the table.
Breezy, we don't know if it was a number one or number two. They did not specify. So it could have just been, like, a big pee diaper. Who knows? Either way,
you want to
use judgment. But I think it can be very sensible, as long as it's not, like, a total disaster. Because you're able to do it pretty discreetly. I can guarantee you that parents have done this around you probably, and you haven't even noticed.
No, we could
be very stealthy.
With the whole leg move, the legs are flying in the air, you're sliding the thing underneath the butt. I think it's absolutely full-blown savage because they have access and options to a different room to do it privately.
Yeah.
Also, I don't love that people aren't taking babies into consideration.
What do you mean?
I'm leaning more towards, you know, when I have a kid someday in the next 40 years here, just keeping them out of a public eye altogether. No pics on social, no full-blown, just change them all free willy-nilly wherever.
Wow. Breezy the nudist is shaming baby nudity.
Because,
what a plot twist.
Because I think I should be the only nudist in the family, truly.
Okay. You want everyone to see you naked, just not your child.
I am having PTSD to a little situation.
Yeah.
That happened back in February.
Oh, geez, what happened in February? I can't remember.
Well, it's a small tale that I like to call me, B, being the best matchmaker on God's creation.
Oh, here we go. This is a chance for you to flex.
Corey.
Great. You haven't brought this up in a while.
And his then soon wife, St. Courtney, fiance. Uh-huh. Soon to be bride.
Yep.
It was the night of their wedding on a beautiful tropical island.
Mm-hmm. Turks and Caicos.
Absolutely
is gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous. And we were on a beach. Mm-hmm. It was a nice beach dinner. Nice table set up. Everything was good.
Yeah.
And Mason, your son, had a blowout.
That was bad.
On, I think, three people, actually.
On one of his grandparents. My mom was collateral damage. And I think somebody else was, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
And
thank God he was
wearing
white.
I was a few drinks deep. Yeah. I was a few drinks deep, and I decided to be a hero, obviously. And I was like, I got this. Let's just say I didn't have it at all.
No,
you can
didn't.
See that
no.
video. It's up on our Facebook and our Instagram at 90EPXY Rochester. Oh, she's up. She's up, baby. You will not regret watching that video on a Monday morning.
It was hilarious. One of my favorite moments from the wedding.
It actually truly was one of the worst experiences of my life.
Wow.
And when I think back to that,
it's very dramatic.
This is why I'm going full blown savage, because I never want anyone to experience what I went through.
Hang on.
What do you mean, hang on?
Hey, you had your time to talk. Let me talk real quick right now, okay? Because in that instance, that's not fair to say that was savage. We were on a freaking beach. Where were we supposed to go?
No, I don't think that's savage at all, like what happened there.
Oh,
there
okay.
was no other options,
yes,
but I'm just saying
you.
I don't want anyone else to experience
got it,
that
got it, got
by
well,
choice.
Again, as I said when I started saying this, if it's going to be a disaster, then probably, yeah, you should definitely find elsewhere to take care of it. But there's most of the time, it's not that bad, to be honest. Like that was the exception.
That was bad.
Yeah.
That was really bad.
Yeah, I don't think.
I still think about it to this day.
Breezy looks like she's been in war. She's got 1,000
yards. I'm literally white right now. Just I look like a ghost.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So the option's there. You need to take it, and that's just the bottom line. There's no choice. Think of the option as there is no option. You have to go in the other room. You have to go under the table. I don't know. Go somewhere else where it's when it's both of them. When it's smell and looks. It's a double whammy.
Well, like,
maybe it's just looks. Maybe it's just smell. There's a little bit of leeway there.
When we do it, we try to go off to the side. We might not necessarily like take him to a different room, but just off to the side. Because when it comes down to it, like the look thing's kind of on you. Like, don't look. If it bothers you that much, don't look. Don't look.
Rachel literally just said they were at
don't
a graduation
look.
Party.
Yeah.
Where are they supposed to go?
Don't look. I don't know. Your eyes can go a lot of different places. This texter, jump in, and you can share your thoughts for today's Savage or Sensible, by the way. 585-222-9800. Changing your baby in front of other people when you could just go to another room and do it privately. This texter saying this is definitely sensible, unless, like Corey said, it's a blowout. Also, it sounded like the baby was being changed before they went in, so maybe there wasn't anyone in the room when they started changing the baby. Also, don't just look away if it offends you that much. Good Lord. I agree.
This text.
What's one?
Well, there's a couple.
Is this text,
savage.
Yeah.
I went to Letchworth Park last weekend and someone was changing their toddler on the hood of their car. First of all,
what?
CPS should be called because I feel like that would be very hot for the child's skin.
Well, usually you put you put a thing, like a cloth down or something.
Okay. I don't love
Breezy,
all that.
You don't understand how difficult it can
be. We're in the middle of a pandemic. I guess germs aren't really top priority right now.
You're just
on the hood of your car. There's a slug in your baby's arm.
What are you in a Def Leppard music video? Are you diving on hoods of cars? It's like, why would you interact with someone's hood?
What do you mean?
Like, why?
What
would,
are you talking about?
You're saying the germ aspect. Why would you be touching?
No, I know, but
hood?
when your car's bugs are flying everywhere, you got bird crap on there. Like, we don't love that.
Okay,
we
don't know if it was an unclean hood for the record for that person. Listen, again, not a lot of other options. Sure, you can do it in the back seat.
What do you mean,
but
not a lot of other options.
There's more. Like, I would rather have some fallout on my hood than in my cloth or leather seat in the back.
If there's food in the same room that close by, that is so savage.
Again, depends on it, what kind of diaper it is. There's a big, I think that truly is a huge difference because, quite honestly, like a
but
pee diaper
both,
is not a big
but
deal.
They both smell.
Yeah,
but they both
you,
smell.
You wouldn't smell a pee diaper unless it was like a crazy amount from that far away. You need to be kind of up in there.
Unless
I'm
the baby
breezy.
Asparagus.
I have a
unless
I have
the baby
a
had asparagus.
I have a yes, and so many babies have asparagus. All right, we're still getting flooded with texts. If you want to jump in, what do you think? Vote now. Where do you stand on Savage or Sensible changing your baby in front of other people when you could just go to another room and do it privately? Bunch of people voting. How about some of these sensible votes? This texter, sensible, it's a baby, not like it's a grown person. Now that would be savage. Can you imagine?
That would be a little savage.
Says, half the time I can change a diaper before anyone even notices. That's what I'm saying. As a parent myself, I can attest to that. We are ninja changers a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. Danielle, I don't care where you change a baby with the exception of a table for food, as long as the baby's being changed and not neglected.
Okay.
Yeah, very important. Again, Brittany, essentially in lockstep with what I've been saying. Sensible, as long as it's not some crazy poop explosion. Like no one wants to see or smell that kind of disaster. But if it's just a regular diaper, baby. Babies will be babies, and they need to be cared for.
Yeah. And we talked about it before we were talking about it, and someone was changing their baby on the hood of a car.
Yeah.
Don't love that for them.
Yeah,
also, the food thing kind of grosses me out as well. So
on the same table
love,
as the food.
No, I love that you are like, oh, well, parents would obviously. No, this person's the parent right here. Savage,
oh, yeah?
Go in the bathroom. That's what I did when my daughter was a baby. Like,
yeah. I mean, again, I think it depends. If you can
can't
do it
blanket statement parents, though, Corey. You can't be like, all parents are
yeah,
like...
for the most part, though. Well, no, I bring that up because before I had a kid, I would have felt the exact same way as you and made weird gagging noises. But, like, you become a parent and you become desensitized to it, to be honest. Like, it's still gross, but it's not as bad.
But there's a difference between baby's poop and your baby's poop.
Is there? I don't know. It's all
there's
pretty,
a difference.
Pretty, it's all pretty gross. I don't know. Let's grab this. 222-9800. Alicia from Webster. Want to jump in for today's Savage or Sensible? Changing your baby in front of other people when you could just go to another room and do it privately. What do you think?
This actually happened to me this weekend. I was at my cousin's daughter's first birthday, and it was at a nice lodge here in Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter had a wet diaper, so I knew I had to change her.
Sure.
And my daughter's 18 months, so we're getting ready to potty train. But I went into the bathrooms, and there were no changing tables to change her.
Yes.
So I, like, looked around, and mind you, this was a nice lodge, but there was a mouse trap just out in the open, so I didn't really
we don't love that.
No,
don't love that, Alicia.
Yeah, okay. All right.
No.
So, nice, but not that nice. Got it.
So, you're basically in Corey's air conditioning unit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just didn't feel right putting her on the floor because I was like that's kind of gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it was an outdoor-indoor party, so I brought her outside and I changed her on, like, a picnic table.
Yeah, no big deal. Sure.
But there was still, like, it was my family and there were still people around, but I feel like if there's no changing table in the bathrooms, like, I looked, I wanted to
Listen.
Change her in the bathroom.
Yeah.
But I was like, there's nothing else I could do.
Listen, what do I always say about parenting? Parenting is about survival. You've got to do what you got to do.
It really is. And I was like, I had to use my resources.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
Alicia.
Look at that. Using your resources.
Using your resources.
All right, so you're going sensible on this one, it sounds like.
Completely.
All
completely.
Right.
As a parent, you got to do what you got to do.
There we go. There it is. Thank you so much for the call. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye. All right, before we go to the poll, which is up at 98pxy.com, Breezy, would you like to read Taylor's comment?
Where's Taylor's comment?
As she says, so I'm a waitress part-time and have experienced some crazy events, but having a mom change her baby's poopy diaper right on the floor of the porch in front of other tables mid-dinner service was definitely a savage move. But
yeah,
if it's
we
your,
don't love that.
If it's your own home, I don't think it should matter.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to the poll.
Thank
always,
you,
can always
Taylor,
vote
for that one.
Can
that
always
visual.
Vote for Savage or Sensible. Today's Savage or Sensible, changing your baby in front of other people when you could just go to another room and do it privately. Pretty much landslide today. 79% of the people voting say that is sensible.
Okay. You just feel free to take a crack at me up at Instagram at 98pxyrochester.
Wow. Okay.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.